Yeah, I am pleased with the album. You know, I'm not trying to say that I'm after Mr. Sinatra's place in the recording business, and I think my voice is somewhere between Roy Acuff and Chris Christopherson. But for what the album, for what we set out to do, which was the concept album to tell people a little bit about what's inside my head and what I'm all about. Yes, I am pleased with the album. I think it's a very well-produced album. I think Bobby Goldsboro and Buddy Killen did a fantastic job lining up the musicians, getting the songs, and I'm very proud of the album. You know, these days when you're being exploited so much, and I go to a hotel and I see my face on a pillow slip and I didn't know it was gonna be there, and people are bootlegging pictures of me that, you know, that's my head and, you know, been superimposed on some stupid thing, and you don't know anything about them. Your name is bannered around in jokes and this and that. I mean, you somehow get the feeling sometimes that you're a loaf of bread or something. And it's nice to have an album come along that really and truly is, a classy album. The packaging is classy. The photographs, we spent a lot of time picking them. It's just a nice album. And whether it's good or bad or whatever, I'm talking in terms of just my singing, it's a damn good piece of artwork. You know, I have no kick about the fact that it was put out too quickly, or that anybody took advantage of me, or that it was cheaply done. Yes, I am proud of it. I don't know what else to say about it. Exactly that. And whether I ever do another album again or not, I'll always have, you know, I think instead of sending out bios from now on, I'm going to send out the album. Yeah, I really would love to do a musical. I was offered a musical that I have, you know, it hasn't been written yet, but it's based on the book Semi-Tough, which I'm crazy about. And I don't know what's kind of music is going to come from this book, and what the lyrics are going to be like or anything like that, but I'd like to take a shot at something like that. It would be great fun for me, and again, it would be such a departure from everything else I've done that I'd really love to try it. What really helped originally when Bobby Goldsboro and I decided to do an album, I went down to Nashville, and Buddy Killen, the head of Tree Publishing Company, which is one of the biggest in Nashville, sent out the word that Burt Reynolds wants to do an album. Well, of course, songs came in that were so ridiculous, and some terribly funny and some very good, but none of which I wanted to do, you know. And there were 108 centerfold songs, and some were fun, some were good, but nothing to do with what I wanted to do in the album. And everybody was so off base with what I wanted to do, that when we came up with Ask Me What I Am, we only had to play that cut, and everybody realized, well, oh, that's the way he wants to go. And from then on, we were back on track again. And Paul Hampton, who's an actor, wrote Ask Me What I Am, and he also wrote another song on the album that is one of my favorite cuts on the album. It certainly isn't a very commercial song, but I really like the song, and I like what I did with it. There's a slight misunderstanding between God and man, and he wrote those two, and both of them, as a matter of fact, we would play for songwriters, and boy, they would just grab their pencil and run out the door with a whole new attitude. Yeah, well, I thought it would be dishonest to do an album about one's life without mentioning not only your first love, but the first time that you had a sexual experience with somebody. The title is mine. Red Lane and I were sitting there talking, and I said, you know, the first one that I lay with was not the first one that I loved. And he grabbed his guitar and said, whoa! And we sat around picking and singing for a couple hours, and out of it came the song. The song is kind of self-explanatory, but the title may cause a few disc jockeys to rip a few needles out of their boxes there. It's called The First One That I Lay With.
The first one that I loved was not the first one that I lay with. She was much more innocent than me. The first one that I loved was a sweet, tender child. She parted with her childhood shamelessly. She took all I had to give, molded and reshaped it, turned around and gave it back to me. The first one that I loved is not the first one that I lay with, and hers is not easy memory. The first one that I lay with is not the first one that I loved, but she's the one who left a mark on me. The first one that I lay with was a woman who was older, wiser in the ways of being free. She took advantage of the shyness of my body and the oversimplification of my mind. The first one that I lay with was not the first one that I loved, but I still remember her. Time to time, first one that I lay with and the first one that I loved, I'm a lucky man for having known the two. For I can see the best of both of them.
That's a track from my new album, Ask Me What I Am, and it's called The First One That I Lay With. Well, I had a lot of fun talking about it, and I hope that some people that think that they know what I'm all about will get the album and listen to it, and especially the people that I have a very negative position about where my head is at. Maybe they won't listen to the album and like me, but I think they'll know me a little better, and I think that's important.
I got bedtime stories I've never told. Songs I've been keeping aside. One walk in the sand for one boy and one man. A magic trick I've never tried. God, you've given me more than I've ever deserved. But if I might humbly ask this of you, when you're giving out sons, don't forget, I still have room for a boy.